This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, there's no other show like it. It's called Raw and Unfiltered because I shoot from the hip and I speak from the heart. I tell it like it is, man. I tell the truth just like President Trump does, and that's why the show's a hit. There's nobody else out there that does it like me. There is no teleprompter. There are no notes. All I do is I look. There's nobody telling me what to say. I look at the biggest news stories of the day, chosen by me, by the way. Chosen by someone with a conservative mind, a patriot mind, a Judeo-Christian mind, a Donald Trump mind, just as all of you have. From your angle, from your perspective, I find the best news stories in America. And I just shoot from the hip and speak from the heart and tell you about them. Tell you what I think. Give you my opinions for one straight hour. On Fridays, we take calls now. But the rest of the week, it's just me telling you what I think. And I think that President Trump is beloved by the American people. I think that this is just another great episode of hashtag winning. I think that it's pretty clear that the Iranians are scared to death of President Trump. It's pretty clear that they were scared to death of President Ronald Reagan. They were not scared of Obama. Obama gave them everything they ever wanted. John Kerry gave them everything they ever wanted. Ben Rhodes, National Security Advisor of Obama, gave them everything they ever wanted. A failed author. Became the National Security Advisor. It's amazing what was running our country under Barack Obama. And he gave them the money that could fund terrorism around the world and kill American troops. But President Trump, he strikes fear into the hearts of our enemies, just like Reagan did, because they all said, the liberals said, Reagan's crazy. And so people around the world heard that, and they got scared. There's a crazy man with a nuclear button. And I always said, it's good that Trump is like Reagan. It's good that Trump acts kind of erratic. I consider erratic a positive thing. I'm not saying a negative. If President Trump's watching, I know he watches my show all the time. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying it in a positive way. President Trump has often said he never wants anyone to get used to his pattern. He changes back and forth, and he acts erratic on purpose. So you never know what he's going to do or how he's going to react. God, is that a breath of fresh air for the United States of America. The Iranians are scared to death of Trump. And they know that if they try and do anything bad and kill Americans, commit acts of terrible terrorism, Trump is going to turn their country into a swimming hole. He's going to turn their country into a pothole. There's not going to be anything left. Who knows what Trump will do? And so they know that, and they're scared out of their minds. They're scared witless. And so the word is out that they warned us in advance. They told the Iraqis, the Iraqi government, that they're going to shoot some missiles at American bases nearby, tell everybody they're coming, and Iraq went and told us, and we were prepared, and we knew they were coming. And now they say hostilities are over, and we're going to de-escalate. That's what they're claiming, the Iranians. You can never trust them. You don't know if anything they say. They speak with forked tongue. You have no idea if they mean what they say. But it appears to me, as a kid who grew up in a very rough neighborhood, the only white kid in basically all-black school, who fought his way out of that school and fought the bullies and fought the intimidators by intimidating back and bullying back. Yeah, I was a bully. I bullied bullies. I was the guy who defended all the weak kids in the school. And the bullies all backed down because I was tougher than them and they knew I meant business. That's how Trump grew up on the streets of New York, and that's the lesson that Trump learned. And that's how you make an Iran back down. You can't make them back down by saying, I'm sorry, we didn't mean to hurt you. You killed our soldiers, no big deal. We're never going to do that. We're not going to kill your generals. We're not going to starve you economically. We're going to be nice. When I tried to play nice in my high school with the roughnecks, that were trying to intimidate me and hurt me in the bathroom and in the cafeteria where they stole my lunch money. Every time I tried to act nice and kiss their butt, guess what the result was? They beat me, they kicked me, they hit me in the head like a used dog. You know, and I'm the world's biggest dog lover, so I mean that only in the nicest way. I would never hurt a hair on a dog's head, but they kicked me like I was their dog and they were beating me. And guess what happened? When I got strong and I worked out and I lifted weights and I took boxing lessons and wrestling lessons and I fought, guess what happened? I won and they all backed down. That's the lesson I learned, and that's how you got to go after Iran. There's no other way to treat the leaders of Iran. The mullahs, the Ayatollah, the Soleimanis, all of them are vicious people. And the only way to make them stop is to break them. It's the only way to stand up to them and tell them, we will annihilate you, we will wipe your country out, we will kill every one of you. And then they backed down, and that's exactly what I believe happened yesterday. They told us the missiles were coming, and we were prepared for them, and no American life was lost, no blood was spilled, and now everybody can back down, and we can go back to peace, and let's hope that is in fact going to stay that way. Peace through strength. Now, some of the Iranians, as we've seen with Islamic extremists, are crazy. And they wear suicide vests, and they're willing to kill themselves. And they want to go to heaven and meet Allah and 76 virgins or whatever it is, 72 virgins, whatever it is. There are some crazy ones, and they are crazy, bloodthirsty terrorists. So we have to stay on alert and stay on watch. But in general, when you prick a bully and you push them down and you put your foot on their neck, guess what happens? They back off. Republicans praised Donald Trump's home run speech about Iran, so they called it a home run speech. Liberals, of course, said terrible things about it. That's what's happened to our country. If you weren't with me last night, that's exactly what I said is the problem with the United States of America. When Obama was president, I hated his guts. I despised everything he believed in. I despised every policy goal of the Obama administration. I felt he was here to destroy our country, sent by our enemies to destroy our country. And yet I supported him when he droned bad guys in the Middle East. And I supported him when he hunted down and killed Osama bin Laden. Or at least he didn't do it, but he ordered it done. And I supported him. What's the difference? Nothing. Except that liberals are so obsessed with hatred for Trump. They're so mentally whacked with Trump derangement syndrome, they can't give President Trump credit for anything, even when he wins. He's won, as of now, tentatively, I'd say it's a win with Iran. And he's held them off, and he's avoided World War III. They all screamed, there's going to be World War III. To my knowledge, they're all still marching tomorrow all over the United States. There's going to be marches by liberals, encouraged by people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and they're all, you know, urging people to march against war and against Trump. He's put us in a position for World War III. But all of that was over the last 48 hours. They didn't know about what happened this morning, that the Iranians basically backed down. So Trump, hashtag winning, again, did a great job and made Iran back down. We'll see if it lasts. So far, so good. Private payrolls soar. 202,000 jobs added in December. Another great economic announcement. Our country's economy is booming. President Trump is doing a great job. Liberals have got to be just dying. Just dying. The U.S. private sector added 202,000 positions in December, according to an estimate from ADP and Moody's Analytics. That far outpaced the 150,000 new hires forecast by economists. And how about this one? In addition, ADP revised its November jobs estimate dramatically higher from 67,000 new jobs to 160,000 new jobs. So up by 100,000 or so in the month of November and 202,000 in the month of December overall. And the result of that is another all-time stock market record. Stocks rise, lifting NASDAQ to a record after Trump's comments on the Iran attack eased tensions. There's a reason why the stock market is going up, up, up. Jim Cramer said today, people are desperate to get in because they don't want to miss this rally. The market keeps going up, 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 up because the Trump economy is booming. And President Trump is putting himself in great positions with China and the trade war, with Soleimani and Iran now. He's got himself in a great position, I believe, in the Middle East as the strong man. Nobody's coming after us. Nobody's going to cause us harm because they know what we would do in response. And he's got us a great position with the North Koreas of the world. They all understand Trump means business. Meanwhile, in the rest of the world, here's a headline. Free fall continues. Factory orders point to a bad 2019 for the German economy. Germany is the America of Europe, as you know, the strongest economic superpower in Europe and one of the strongest economic superpowers in the world. Germany's a big one. And Germany's economy is in shambles. And I met someone at CES today, Consumer Electronics Show, in Vegas. 200,000 people attending, biggest convention of the year in Las Vegas. And I was talking to some people, and they were German, literally German tourists here in Vegas for CES. And I asked them about the German economy, and they said the German economy was fantastic until they let in all of these migrants, all of these Islamic migrants came into Germany and wrecked the economy, and they all have sucked the life out of the economy. No one wants to work. Everybody wants welfare. Everybody wants food stamps. Everyone wants free health care. It is just scary how bad it's become in Germany. And all the rest of the world's in trouble, but not the United States of America. Our economy's booming because of President Trump, lower taxes, slashed regulations, all good things. If only he could kill Obamacare. If we could just put the final knife in Obamacare, it's going to take the United States Supreme Court, I fear, to do that. Trump can't do it, not with this Congress, not with this Senate. Even our Senate, it's too small a lead. Too many Republicans wear turncoats. You'd never get Mitt Romney to vote for you. You'd never get the gal from Alaska to vote for you. You probably wouldn't get the gal from Maine to vote for you. So there's too many turncoats. But maybe in the courts we can kill Obamacare once and for all. Maybe the United States Supreme Court can give the final blow to Obamacare like a Christian cross into the heart of a vampire. That's what we need. That'd be the one final boost to the American economy that would take us from a great economy to an incredible Reagan super economy. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work.
I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/roots. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio. Iraq's Prime Minister's office says Iran warned them in advance of the missile attack on U.S. bases, and they informed the United States, the attack was coming. What would that mean to you? That would mean, you know, again, we're conjecturing, but it probably would mean that Iran is scared to death of Donald Trump. They're scared to death of what he's going to do to their country if they ever attack us in a serious way. And so they warned us in advance, told us it was coming, get us out of harm's way, no casualties, no deaths, and then we could all, you know, they could act like they were tough to their country. Because remember, they've got massive protests on the streets. If they sense weakness, they'll overthrow the government. So they have to deal with their own people in the streets that want to take over their government. So they have to show a show of strength that Iran always answers back. And Allah's on your side, etc., etc. And so they made a show of it. It's theater. And America knew they were coming. We got our good guys out of the way. And no bad things happened to our good guys. And now everybody can go back to peace. Let's hope it stays that way. Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr tells pro-Iran armed groups the crisis is over. Now, at the same time that was happening, an Iran-backed militia fires 3 more rockets at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. So we thought we were de-escalating. It seemed like we were de-escalating. But they did fire 3 rockets. They landed in Baghdad's Green Zone, which houses government buildings, foreign missions, and the U.S. Embassy. Sirens went off, but the rockets fell harmlessly. Again, latest report I have, no casualties. So it's just saber rattling. They need to look strong in front of their people. They don't want to look weak. But President Trump is the one who said the incredibly insightful thing. The missiles fired last night at us were paid for by the funds given to Iran by the Obama administration. truer words never spoken. Ben Rhodes, Barack Obama, John Kerry, the whole group, Samantha Power, weak, weak, weak. And they hurt the United States so badly, and every soldier killed since then has been because of the money that they gave to Iran to spread terrorism around the world. And the weakness of Democrats continues. The House is going to vote on a resolution that will limit President Trump's military actions against Iran. Supposedly that vote will take place tomorrow. Thank God we have a Senate. The Senate will not act on it. Just like the impeachment. What it all comes down to is Brett Baer summed it up on Fox News. Brett Baer is a guy, and we're friends, by the way. We email back and forth, Brett and I. But Brett is not a Trump fan. You know, he's more of a moderate rhino Republican. He's not my type of guy politically, but he's a good guy. And Brett Baer suggested on the air today that Trump derangement syndrome is why Democrats won't give Trump credit for getting it right with Iran. He said there is a sense that this president perhaps doesn't get credit when something goes right. Originally, as all this was happening, it was going to be World War III. He started World War III. There's no strategy here. That's what his enemies said. That's what his critics said. Now we see what Iran did in response, and we see there is no World War III, and Trump derangement syndrome factors in to some of the responses you hear publicly here in Washington, D.C. And Brett's on the money. It's Trump derangement syndrome. They just can't admit that Trump won this battle. We haven't won the war yet, but we won the battle. It's Trump won Iran nothing. He handled it just right. Just right. Perfect. Now, Ilhan Omar, how much time we have left, Chris? A minute and a half. Representative Ilhan Omar, Trump's Iran sanctions are economic warfare and have caused countless deaths, she says. Let me finish the segment responding to Ilhan Omar. First of all, she represents not the United States of America, but Hamas and Hezbollah in the United States Congress. That's literally what we've got with Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. These are not people on our side. These are people that are right on the verge of traitorous behavior. I think it's treason. When Obama was president, I was against all his economic policies, but I supported him when he droned to death terrorists in the Middle East, and many innocent people were killed. But I took his side. I didn't call him a war criminal. When it comes to terrorism, when it comes to war, we should be standing as one voice in the United States of America. You're not liberal, you're not Democrat, you're not white, you're not black, you're not Jewish, you're not Muslim. You are American, and we stand behind our president against the terrorist rogue state of Iran. But Ilhan Omar seems to like Iran a lot. She likes Hezbollah a lot. Guess who ran Hezbollah? General Soleimani, the guy we took out. That's who's in our United States Congress. And no, we haven't caused countless deaths, the United States, and no, President Trump's sanctions have not caused countless deaths. The mullahs of Iran that choose to be the world's biggest rogue terrorist state and the biggest funders of terrorism, they're the ones who made the decisions that killed their own people.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on Thursday to limit President Trump's war-making powers on Iran in the wake of the administration's recent killing of a top Iranian terrorist. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were briefed regarding that killing, and Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says if anyone believes President Trump doesn't have a plan,
I can tell you that it's pretty apparent what the strategy is, and that is that Iran needs to abandon any sort of nuclear weapons ambitions, it needs to stop sponsoring terrorist groups, and it needs to stop developing ballistic long-range missiles. And if it does those three things...
How do you get there?
Well, I think, guys, that's one of the reasons why we have relied on economic pressure.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, another record high as the Dow gained 161 points to finish at 28,745. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code US.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
That looks it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Wayne Allen Root Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Oh, boy, you hear me talk about My Doctor Suggests on the show. I was sucking on their silver lozenges in the break, and my voice is back just like that. If you heard me in the last segment, I almost lost my voice. I do so much talking each day. I was at the CES convention, the Computer Electronics Convention, and I got to tell you, it was 200,000 people and massive traffic jam and lots of talking, and I had meetings with several sponsors of this show, radio and TV show, were there in Vegas at the convention, CES, Consumer Electronics Show, but it's really a computer show is what it is. And I almost lost my voice, almost didn't make it to the last segment, but the minute I get to the break, I suck on those silver lozenges from My Doctor Suggests, and my voice is back. It's like a miracle. Amazing. So this headline tells it all, right? It's what, basically the theme of my show for the last 3 days. Reactions to classified briefing on the Soleimani strike divided along party lines. You know, the Republicans all heard Trump's speech today and said great things about it. The Democrats said terrible things. Republicans saw Trump take out this guy Soleimani. They said great things about it. They supported him. Democrats said terrible things. He's a war criminal. He's going to start World War III. And then the Trump administration delivered a classified briefing to Congress on the Soleimani strike, and Republicans said great things. And thank you, President Trump, and what a wonderful briefing. And what did Democrats say? Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat, Virginia, member of the Foreign Relations Committee, aren't we lucky, called the briefing sophomoric and utterly unconvincing. I believe more than ever Congress needs to act to protect the constitutional provisions about war and peace, meaning the War Powers Resolution. Connolly claimed the rationale to take out Soleimani couldn't pass a graduate school thesis test. This is recognized by everyone in the world as one of the worst mass murdering terrorists in the world. A Hitler in our time. A man who took glee in murdering American soldiers with roadside bombs. A man who took glee with ordering his troops to shoot down peaceful protesters in Iran. To kill little children. To kill mothers. And you're telling me it couldn't pass a sophomoric graduate school thesis test. I mean, where do these Democrats come up with these lines? House Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel, the basic theme of it was essentially the administration is saying, trust us. Folks, Democrats are not pro-American anymore. I don't know what else to say. They're anti-America. They don't believe anything America or Americans. They don't believe in America or Americans. They don't believe anything America or Americans says. They don't believe the American president. They have no respect for the White House. They have no respect for the presidency. It's amazing. Rashida Tlaib and Pramila Jayapal say we need everyone in the streets to protest, you know, Trump and his World War III. They came up with this last night. BigMoveOn.org protests all over the United States tomorrow, Thursday. And then we got, and by the way, that was all, you know, thought up last night before Trump basically won today. And there is no World War III, and Iran is back down, and we're de-escalating. Bernie Sanders was on CNN's Anderson Cooper just the other night. He was asked about the missile attack on Iran's General Qasem Soleimani. And what does Bernie say? No, I think it was an assassination. I think it was in violation of international law. The guy was a bad news guy, but he was a ranking official of the Iranian government. And once you get into violating international law in that sense, you could say there are a lot of bad people all over the world running governments. But once you start this business of a major country saying we have the right to assassinate, then you're unleashing international anarchy. Wow. It's amazing how Democrats think. Truly amazing. And then you have Mayor Pete. I went into this rant on my radio show today. Mayor Pete, what is it, Buttigieg, I call Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend, Indiana. What a big town, right? South Bend, Indiana. What a joke. All of you watching right now live in, you know, some town somewhere. Everybody lives in a town, a city. Could be Peoria. It could be Kalamazoo. It could be Fresno, California. It could be Atlantic City, New Jersey. Camden, New Jersey. Do the mayors of those cities make national security law? Do they decide who gets taken out and who doesn't? Do they decide who's a terrorist and who's not? Do they decide how to keep our borders safe? No. What makes this small town nobody, Mayor Pete, think that he's important enough to make the decision whether taking out a bad guy is a good idea or not? Just taking out a bad guy is not necessarily a good idea. Who cares what Mayor Pete thinks? He's another guy that would be at less than 1% in the polls. He'd be statistically at zero, except he's got one edge. He's gay. That's it. And I'm pro-gay. I've got no problem with gay people at all. She'll be a great gay Republican who believes in all the same policies as Wayne Root and President Donald Trump, and I'm for him. Got no problem. You want to be gay? Be gay. But in this case, the only reason that anyone gives him any credibility is because he's different. He's gay. That's it. And he's got all the rich gay guys in Hollywood backing him and giving him money, and that's great. I have no problem with that either. They're proud that a fellow gay guy is running for office, and that's great. It's wonderful. Be proud. Be proud of your own people. Fly your purple-colored, you know, multicolored flag. Great. But he's got nothing that gives him the credibility to judge Donald Trump, the president of the United States. He's got nothing that gives him the credibility to be the future president of the United States. He's the mayor of a small town. I come from Mount Vernon, New York, which is next to New Rochelle, next to Pelham, next to Yonkers, next to White Plains, next to Mamaroneck. Every one of those has a mayor. Do those mayors all have the ability to be president of the United States? Do we care what they think? Do we put them on the Sunday morning shows to ask what they think about killing one of the world's most evil mass murdering terrorists? Why do I care what Mayor Pete Butthead thinks? Tell me why his view matters. When he runs a small town, and the small town is beset by violent crime, and there's many small towns around him in Indiana, nearby, and they don't have the same problem South Bend does. South Bend has a huge problem with violent crime. And the police union hates this guy. Mayor Pete's hated by the police, but I'm sure beloved by the criminals and the illegal aliens. We all know, and I wrote a commentary about this earlier in the year. I read it here at Newsmax TV and on USA Radio. We all know Mayor Pete developed himself a phone tree system that automatically uses his voice, and he leaves them a message, and they dial out illegal aliens that live in his town. And he warns them that ICE is coming. So here's a guy that's breaking the law every day as the mayor of his town, destroying and shredding the United States Constitution. And he thinks he's going to lecture Donald Trump and me about what constitutes the right to take out a bad guy. He's up there with his brilliance taking on the issue of terrorism when he can't even take on the issue of illegal aliens without violating the United States Constitution. And I believe committing a massive crime. Just like that judge who told an illegal, I think it was in Massachusetts, hey, ICE is in the front. Go out the back door. And we made sure that judge was indicted. That judge should lose their job and go to prison. That's aiding and abetting a criminal. This guy did it with a phone tree. He aided and abetted criminals in his town to avoid ICE raids. Folks, doesn't get any worse than that. He wants to be president of the United States. And he thinks his views on terrorism matter. I don't really care what you think, Mayor Pete. Nobody does. Outside of your little circle of people who are excited and impressed that you're running for office because you're the mayor of a small city. I don't know. Does the mayor of New Rochelle get to decide national security policy? I sure hope not. All right, CNN International, by the way, speaking of jokes, I got Mayor Pete's a joke, but so CNN International. They have a guest on to talk about this Iranian situation we're in right now. And the guest was a spokesman for the Iranian hostage takers during the 1979 crisis. The guest name, she was on Christine Animapour's show, looks like, hard to pronounce these names, Masumeh Ebtekar. And I don't even know if it's a man or woman, I have no idea, but Masumeh Ebtekar was the spokesman for the Iranian hostage takers in 79. They took our people hostage, and they threatened to murder us all. And on national TV, a reporter was asking, could you personally lift up a gun and put it to the hostage's head and kill him? And Ebtekar simply responded, yes. So in 1979, he or she was on national TV admitting that they're radical, they're Islamic extremists, they hate America, and he or she is willing to blow the brains out of a great American hostage. And now they're guests on CNN International, and nobody bothers telling you that the guest was a former radical extremist, Islamic extremist, and willing to murder American hostages. This is how far we've fallen in this country, folks. How far CNN has fallen. Very scary. How much time left, Chris? Minute 20. All right. Time to tell you one funny joke, because it's a very serious show tonight. Let's get in a funny story. The State Medical Board of Ohio has asked people to submit reasons why you would qualify for medical marijuana use and get your medical marijuana card. And they had all kinds of reasons: anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, chronic back and chronic hip pain. On the list, being a Bengals or Browns fan. Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns fan in the NFL. A lot of people submitted that as a reason why you need to smoke medical marijuana. Boy, you need some relief if you're a Bengals or a Browns fan. Hapless teams. Me, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. See my Cowboys helmet? Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Calvin Hill, Tony Dorsett. Great history. Storied history. Bengals, Browns? You probably do need marijuana. I'm with you. Dr. Joe Williams is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and his commercial's coming up next. His message with me, by the way. I'm his biggest fan. We've been friends for almost 20 years. Dr. Joseph Williams, if you are bald or balding, a man with thinning hair, man, is this a message you need to pay attention to. So don't run to the kitchen and make a sandwich. Don't change the channel. Don't go channel surfing. Stay tuned right now for the message from our sponsor. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music.
Bye, bye.
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my buddy Cliff Lawrence is a late-night comic writer. He writes all the comedy for a lot of late-night shows and a lot of comics around the country. And he sends them his best jokes. And he loves to send them to me because he's a big fan of mine. And I just wanted to read one of them to you because it's just hilarious. The Iranians are apparently serious about their threat to destroy America. They've decided to send their money to Bernie Sanders. Great line. Great line. Because Sanders could destroy America much quicker than any Iranian terrorist attack, right? You pick off a few Americans here or there, terrible tragedy. But you could destroy the whole country in one shot. Destroy us all. Turn us to a nation of misery like Cuba or Venezuela or Iran. By just electing Bernie Sanders president of the United States. And that brings me to my next story, because on my radio show I was criticizing teachers and teachers' unions. Not all teachers. There's some great teachers. But the ones who are socialist, Marxist, and communist that are teaching our children to be socialist, Marxist, communist, not good. And one of my critics, one of my liberal idiots who sends me constant emails to tell me how wrong I am about everything, sent me a note about, oh, the teachers aren't all commies, you're a terrible person. Really? There are teacher rallies around the country called hashtag Red for Ed. And obviously red is the color of communist China. Red is the color of communism. Red for Ed is about socialism. All the people who put together a Red for Ed movement are A, avowed socialists, and B, it looks like, from reading this article, all of them are supporting Bernie Sanders for president of the United States. Almost every single person in the Red for Ed movement, these are radical leftist teachers. And they dress in outfits that look like communist outfits. They look like they're little Castroites. And they all support, guess who? Bernie Sanders for president of the United States. And in this article, it talks about the funding. And it turns out that teacher contributions are the number one thing propping up Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. He gets more money from teachers than any other group, any other occupation in the United States of America. And in the fourth quarter, where he raised a lot of money, the largest single contribution came from teachers. Does that tell you all you need to know? That your kids are being attacked and brainwashed and assaulted on a daily basis, mentally assaulted by teachers with a very biased view. They hate capitalism and they hate America, because anyone who likes Bernie hates America. It's really terrible. And teachers were a separate category from professors. Professors collectively gave the most money in the last quarter to Elizabeth Warren. who's just as socialist as Bernie Sanders, but unlike Bernie, she's not a politician, she's a professor from Harvard Law School. So the professors decided, well, Bernie's a politician communist, she's a real communist, and she's one of us, let's give to her. So this is what your kids are being brainwashed by. I don't make this stuff up. Red for Ed? Where'd you come up with red? It's red socialist communist teachers for Ed education. And they all support Bernie Sanders, who is a communist. Very clearly what he is. He's a socialist, and anybody who argues that socialism and communism are two different things is a liar, because the economic system of communism is socialism. In every country in the world that's communist, they have a socialist economy. A couple more things before we close the show for the night. Maybe it'll be the last thing. Free money. Chelsea Clinton hauls in $9 million from a corporate board position. You know, I used to think that, you know, don't be mad at Chelsea. You can't blame her for her mother. She's not in charge of who her mother is, who her father is. There was a new photo out today, by the way, of Bill Clinton hanging out with the gal who was the number one right-hand man, Giselle, I can't remember her last name, but the number one right-hand woman of Jeffrey Epstein. He's one of the most horrible human beings in the history of the world, one of the most incredible sexual assaulters that ever lived, one of the most incredible rapists who ever lived, one of the most incredible pedophiles who loves younger girls that ever lived, and who supposedly committed suicide, but everyone knows was killed by somebody because he knew bad stuff about someone. Maybe that someone is the Clintons, huh? Bill Clinton in a photo now just surfaced with his gal pal Giselle. And so Chelsea, I always said, you can't blame her for who her parents are. But now I can blame her for who her parents are. She's sitting on a corporate board. They probably meet four times a year over the phone for an hour. And she holds in $9 million. Now, do you not think that's a payoff? Do you not think that's a bribe? Do you not think that's dirty? Do you not think that's campaign fraud? You know, don't you think, maybe, just maybe, that she's on these boards because her last name is Clinton, and that money eventually winds its way in the coffers of Mommy Hillary and Daddy Bill and the Clinton Foundation? Do you think maybe they clean the money by giving it to Chelsea, the daughter, so it doesn't look like it's going to a politician, and so it doesn't look like it's going to the Clintons? But in the end, they're paying off the Clintons by giving their daughter $9 million. How outrageous. What has Chelsea Clinton ever done to deserve being an important board member who makes $9 million other than to be born the daughter of Bill and Hillary Clinton? You know, it's just incredible. And just like the son of John Kerry, just like the son of Joe Biden, it seems like the entire Democratic Party, or I should call them Democrat Party because they're not Democratic, but the entire Democrat Party is set up for one thing and one thing only, to take care of their spoiled brat, lucky sperm club kids and set them up for life with obscene pensions and obscene board positions and obscene salaries and obscene consulting fees with foreign companies in foreign countries that just happen to do business with the United States. And in this case, Chelsea Clinton's on the board of a company that's in the United States. It happens right under our nose, and it's all legal, but they're ripping us off. All right, that's it for the night. Don't run away. Don't surf the channels yet. Make sure you stay tuned for the message from My Doctor Suggests, my wonderful sponsor that makes this show possible. It's cold and flu season. You saw me almost lose my voice, by the way. And I was saved by My Doctor Suggests and their silver lozenges. Stay tuned for the message now. Bye-bye.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.